Hundreds of thousands of people are planning to march in Hong Kong again today in the latest challenge to China's government. For weeks, Hong Kong has been the scene of massive protests against an extradition bill that many perceive as a threat to the city's independent legal system. The bill's now been shelved, but tensions are still running very high, with pro-Beijing demonstrators pushing back. China correspondent Bill Birtles reports from Hong Kong.
Hong Kong is a city increasingly divided. For the first time since mass anti-Beijing protests started 3 weeks ago, supporters of China's government have hit the streets. Several thousand, mainly older demonstrators, turned out to support Hong Kong's police, who have been accused of using heavy-handed tactics to break up previous protests. But many at the pro-police rally also backed China's government, and some, like Barry Yeh, believe Beijing's claim that the CIA is behind the mass demonstrations.
The US has provided funds for some anti-Chinese government protests. The protesters all received money from America. I have evidence I can show you.
Mr. Yeh was among a group yelling insults at activist Joshua Wong, who rose to fame for leading pro-democracy protests 5 years ago and in more recent times has been jailed twice on charges relating to his activism.
They might be the worker instead of protester, because some of them obtain money when they join protests. So I'm not surprised at all with how they are not civilized at all.
The decision by Hong Kong's leader to delay the controversial extradition bill earlier this month marked a major blow for Beijing, which little by little has been tightening control in the city. Activists say new laws to jail people who mock the national flag and anthem, and the jailing of some of the city's most prominent activists, are signs China's government wants to erode the independence Hong Kong was promised after the British handed it back to China in 1997. Another anti-Chinese government protest is expected for today's anniversary, and one of Hong Kong's pro-Beijing politicians, Michael Tian, expects China's government to change its approach.
I think they'll be taking less of a hardline approach.
No matter how many people turn out to march against China's government today, it's unlikely many people on the mainland will know about it, with Beijing heavily censoring news of the mass protests. This is Bill Birtles in Hong Kong, reporting for AM.